WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy roller coaster of life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment? Like, those past hurts, those nagging grudges, they just keep weighing you down, making it hard to move forward. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all get stuck sometimes, replaying old wounds and letting anger fester. But listen up, because today's episode is all about a powerful practice that can truly set you free, forgiveness. And no, I'm not talking about condoning bad behavior or pretending it never happened. This is about liberating yourself from the emotional chains of the past so you can truly live in the present moment. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey of letting go. Number 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. It's not about saying what they did was okay. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional prison those actions built around your heart. Holding onto anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know that feeling when you're so consumed by anger, your thoughts are racing, your body is tense. That's poison, my friends. Forgiveness allows you to break free from that cycle and reclaim your peace. Number 2. Forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, not a switch you can just flip. There will be good days and bad days, moments where it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge the struggle, and keep moving forward. Imagine it like peeling back layers of an onion, each layer representing a piece of hurt that needs to be addressed. It takes time and effort, but with each layer you remove, you get closer to the core of your strength and resilience. Number 3. Forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to go back to that person or pretend everything is fine. Forgiveness can simply mean choosing to release the grip those past actions have on your present and future. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a rusty old anchor weighing down a ship, would you? Forgiveness allows you to detach from that emotional anchor and set sail towards calmer waters. Number 4. Forgiveness is about self-compassion. Remember, we all make mistakes. We all hurt each other sometimes, intentionally or unintentionally. Instead of dwelling on those mistakes, extend the same grace and understanding you'd offer a friend. And finally, number 5. Forgiveness opens the door to healing. Holding onto anger and resentment is like refusing to let go of a wound that needs to heal. By choosing to forgive, you create space for emotional growth, self-discovery, and ultimately, greater happiness. It's like letting the sunlight in after a long period of darkness. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you had a close friend who betrayed your trust. You were hurt, angry, and maybe even felt abandoned. You could choose to hold on to that anger for years, letting it fester and poison your interactions with others. Or, you could take the brave step of forgiving them, acknowledging that they made a mistake, but also recognizing that holding on to the pain won't benefit either of you. It's not easy, I get it, but think about it. Wouldn't you rather focus on building healthy relationships and creating positive experiences in your life? Forgiveness is like taking the first step towards healing those wounds and allowing yourself to move forward with lightness and grace. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you navigate the journey of forgiveness. Remember, this isn't about forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional baggage that holds you back. Take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and remember, you deserve peace. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts, insights, or experiences with forgiveness in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of support and growth together. See you next time on the Stoic Mind Gym, where we work out our minds, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.